Today, I'm joined by Fiona Doyle, an international personal stylist and colour expert with over 18 years experience. She worked with everyone from everyday clients to luxury brands, helping people understand what suits them, how to build a wardrobe that works, and how colour can completely change how you feel and how you're seen. We're chatting summer fashion, holiday packing, and how to feel confident in what you wear. Fiona, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Katie. Delighted to be here.
Not at all. I have to say, there's a little bit of selfishness in me today because I'm heading on holidays in 3 weeks' time and I have so many questions. Everyone panics when it comes to packing for holidays. What's the biggest mistake people make before they even zip their suitcase?
Oh, the just in case. I would pack this just in case.
I do that.
Yeah, we overpack, I think. And I'm guilty of that myself. If my husband is listening, he's probably laughing at the airways now. But we do look at our wardrobes going, I'll just put in the extra dress just in case.
And we don't ever end up using the dress.
No, we don't, you see. And also, I think even you just said there, you're back from Rome. You know, heels are a big thing that we're bringing on holidays. And then you might need to look out for the cobble streets when you're walking around.
Never wear them.
I lived in
the one pair of trainers. So I packed two pairs of trainers. I packed a pair of heels that might go with a dress. Didn't even end up wearing them. I wore one pair of comfortable trainers the whole time.
We're all guilty of it.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because we end up overpacking and then when we're over there, we end up seeing something stylish and we're like, oh, I'll pick up that. And then we're sitting on our suitcases to come home.
Exactly. So it does take a little bit of intention when you're packing. So I would say pack, you know, a capsule wardrobe when you're going away. I'm only just giving an example. If you're going away for a weekend, maybe have 10 pieces that mix and match and work together. You might have an outerwear like a cotton shirt or something, a breathable fabric as well, because we can be guilty of putting in fabrics that are not breathable and just can be like a little bit of a greenhouse effect when we are away. So it's something like linen or cotton works better in those hotter countries. So even a shirt can be work as a layering piece, whether you're by the sea over a swimsuit or going out at night or at the airport. Two bottoms, I'd suggest maybe a pair of heavier shorts, a more lighter pair of shorts, a sweater, a statement top, a dress. A wrap dress is a great friend when you're away because it allows if there's...
For the eating. Let's
and
be
maybe,
fair.
Nice pair of sandals. I think you can't go wrong with sandals. And if you do like the heels, maybe a block heel. We're seeing that return to the 70s anyway.
Or the wedge.
With the wedges.
Yes.
Yeah, and a sandal and even a sweater, if depending on where you're going. And even once it comes to colours, I mean, we can be guilty of throwing in different colours that might work together. So I'd probably think of three colourways, like a colour story. So you'd have your basic colour, might be your neutral colour like a white or a cream, having a mid-tone colour like an olive, and then bringing in your pop of colour, so it could be orange, and the three of those might work hopefully seamlessly well together depending.
As I'm talking, Fiona, I'm like, oh my god, I pack so wrong. Like, the panic is real now already because I'm already looking at my suitcase and I'm like, I'll pack like an outfit for one day and then I'm like that night, and then I'm like, oh, and then we're going out on a scooter for the day, so I'll pack for this. And I never really do that, as in one cardigan that might go with all those outfits instead of bringing every single outfit for every single day.
I think that's, and we're packing outfits instead of pieces, and I think when you think of that and change the mindset and think of pieces that seamlessly work together, it works.
I need to go home and unpack and pack again. If you had to give people a simple packing formula, not to overpack, you would just say pick pieces rather than
the outfits. I mean, you have the outfit, you'll have the statement dress or the nice top that will work, but that should work even with your shorts in the evening. As I say, your layering piece could work over your dress at night as well. So yeah, just pieces that work together.
I love that.
But I'd be always guilty of going back and putting in the dress as well.
Just in case dress.
Note to self.
We'll call it that. When it comes to summer fashion, are we overcomplicating it? What's your go-to easy outfit that just works?
So I use outfit formulas when I'm dressing. I simple pieces that mix and match and work together because they take the stress out of getting dressed. They get rid of that overwhelm and the decision fatigue in the morning. I love wearing a pair of shorts with a cami top and a shirt thrown over it and sandals. And then you can elevate it by adding earrings or a necklace or
to dress it up
or a bag, depending on it. You know, so it's just having that one piece that works for you.
I love that. I have to say, right, I am one of those people that get so over obsessed when it comes to colours. Now, you are a colour expert when it comes to this, but I will always try and match my colours so meticulously that it's not even okay. Like, I left the house this morning, put on something real comfortable, and the pressure was real knowing you were coming in today. And my shoes, I came in the road and I was like, my trainers do not match this outfit. I'm so, and that I think limits me to, you know, putting together a different type of outfit. I have to have my colours matching. Do you see that a lot in styling people?
Yeah, I suppose there, I always say there are no rules, right? Once it comes to fashion, anything goes. And actually this year we're seeing a real return of colour after a few years of people playing it safe with neutral colours. So anything is going at the moment. And actually the more even the more unexpected is working. You know, if you go into the shops now, you're seeing brown and blue together, or pink and red. You know, colours that probably would have, you'd picked up maybe a white and blue shirt before. So
yeah,
now we're seeing lime with pink, you know.
And I would never pick pink and red.
Yeah, yeah, cherry red. And blue is another lovely one that we're seeing. So, and even once it comes to shoes, I would always think a neutral shoe works great, you know. And so match the shoe to your trousers, match the shoe to the colour of your legs, so that's a nude shoe. So, or even a tan sandal is something like that. Because a lot of the time with my clients, they'll find it's the shoes that they fall down and they're just... They really need maybe advice once it comes to what shoes to wear. So I would say go neutral. You know, like, you can't go wrong with a white runner. But then if you're wearing, there's nothing wrong with putting on a pop of colour either, if that's what you want. It all has to come down to your style, personality as well, and what works for you.
Yeah, I always have that beige, or that just that easy colour that you can match to every dress. I actually bought a beautiful pair in Dunn's last week, and they were wedge, and I love them. I love a wedge because I feel like they're comfortable.
They're comfortable, and they can elevate you if that's what you're looking for.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have small girl syndrome, so. Why do some people feel amazing in certain colours and completely washed out in others?
Okay, that all has to come down to your undertone, and it, I suppose that's where colour analysis comes in, where we look at what colours complement your natural complexion. So when I meet someone for the first time, I'm looking at their eyes, their hair colours, their skin tone, and to see if they're warm or cool. So sometimes a brighter colour might suit someone better, or a lighter colour might suit someone better, warm or cool colours. So it all comes down to the undertone, the value, you know. There's a lot of science involved in it. But when I do the colour analysis, I can do mini colour consultations where we look at what season you belong to, we go into that 12 season system, which it just breaks it down that little bit further. It can get a little bit more complicated. But then once you know your colours, you know what colours harmonise with your natural complexion.
That's crazy.
If you want a cheat sheet for anyone listening, right, if you're not sure if a colour suits you, you don't want the colour to wear you, and that can sometimes be the difficulty. So at the moment we're seeing a lot of colour in shops, and you could walk in and it's very overwhelming because you're going, I don't want to look like a bowl of Skittles. I don't know if this is going to work for me or not. But at the end of the day, it's what actually works for you. So if a lighter colour might be better on you, a softer colour. So I don't wear softer colours because they wash me out. So for me, brighter colours are better, but that's not for everyone. I'm a spring season, that's my colouring. But so when I put a colour up, if you close your eyes and open your eyes, if you see the colour first, the colour is probably wearing you. If you see your eyes and maybe not have lipstick on at the time, and you see your eyes and your lips, that means the colour is probably more in harmony with your natural complexion. We want to see your eyes first and your lips and what works for you. So sometimes going shopping, not having a lot of makeup on, says she, Fiona, who wouldn't leave the house without it, but just even doing that, but just to see it, you'll get an idea of how colours work better for you, and that then is key, just to see if it's in harmony and it's not wearing you and it's not working against you. So some colours would wash me out and I just am wearing
that. Is an amazing cheat. That is amazing. Quickly, Fiona, if you can walk me through, if I was to come into you and you were to style me, walk me through what it would be like.
Okay, so I always say, even once it comes to trends and style, it's authentic. It's what really is, it's personal. It's not about chasing trends. And I love talking about trends, but at the end of the day, it's what's authentic and true to you. We look firstly at, I send a questionnaire out, and we get to know your style. Personality, which is huge. If I was to ask you three words to define your style personality, would you be able to do it?
Yeah, I'm a bit unexpected, wild, and colourful.
Well, you know, there you have the three words. Many people will just say comfortable or casual, and it leaves them quite limited if they have the, just one word. It means if you have three words, you shot the, through the lens of those three words. So you're buying what's authentic to you. I also get to know your body shape, which is huge. So you know what fits and silhouettes work for you and your body shape. And this was a game changer for me, because when I was training as a stylist, I got to know myself better, and I never knew I was a column shape. So just, I have to make an effort to enhance my waist and things like that. So it's just, it was a game changer, a few tips and tricks along the way. So it's, we get to know your body shape, your style personality, we do the colour analysis, and then what it is you want to communicate, your goals. And that's important too. You know, your lifestyle is very important. So are you, you know, are you a lot of the time working in that professional mode, or your casual mode? And it does make a difference then, and what you wear, because it's what you want to communicate at the very end of the day.
Now I need you as a stylist. I'm like, oh God.
It's not in it.
There is a lot. I could talk to you all day about this, but if anyone wanted to get in contact with you, follow you on social media, where would they go?
Fiona Doyle Stylist on social media, or my website is fionadoyle.ie.
Amazing. Yeah. Fiona, thank you so much for giving us those tips and tricks this morning and joining me on the show.
Thank you, Katie, for having me.